away to Cambridge on Saturday. A group will be cycling to the match from Stevenage. It's to help Stevenage ladies who are trying to raise funds for floodlights and ground improvements at their Codicote ground.
Yes, the event has been organised by Alex Tunbridge, who we've spoken to on this programme before, who's chairman of the ladies' team and joins us now. Alex, how are you doing?
How you doing? You all right?
Yeah, not too bad. Thanks for taking the time. So how many are doing this cycle ride then?
There's about 40 of us. 25 of the girls and then sort of 15 experienced people that know what they're doing.
Yeah, you say that, but we know that Neil Treble's doing it and Steve Watkins are doing it and they work for us. So, well, you know, I wouldn't call them experienced cyclists.
Is somebody at the other end to make sure that Steve Watkins can get off his bike okay?
Well, he's got commentate, sadly, so
I know.
You know, if he gets it.
how much are you hoping to raise, Alex, what are you trying to get from it?
We're hoping to raise £5,000. We've already got Barclays Bank involved, who've given us £1,000. And then we're looking at £100 a rider, and then gift aid on top. So hopefully we should meet our target on Saturday. And the money's really to help us sustain a home for the ladies team for the next 10 years. We play in the Eastern Region Prem at the minute, which is the fourth tier of the ladies game. But we can't actually go up or go any further because of the ground requirements. So we're based over at Codicote at the minute. Codicote Football Club moved out a few years ago. They play over at Gosling Stadium in Welling Garden. They want to move back. They're looking to put in a 100-seater stand, new floodlights, and do some work on the pitch. So they've offered us the chance for a 10-year lease on the site with them. So we feel it's a good thing that we can help them do, but also help the ladies' game in the county as well.
That sounds good.
So
yeah,
they benefit and you benefit.
Exactly, yep.
Well, that sounds ideal. I mean, obviously, if you wanted to progress even further, I suppose you didn't have to start thinking about other grounds, but I suppose that's too far in the distance, is it?
Yeah, I think that's a little further down the line. I mean, we played QPR ladies in the launch game, I think that was 2 years ago. We had to delay the kickoff. We had 850 people turn up for that game. So that's, we know, so there is a little bit of a buy-in for the community, and women's football's obviously had a really fantastic year with the England team. So for us, we're not rushing into anything. We just want to sort of slowly put those foundations into place.
I was wondering, actually, after the Women's World Cup, whether there'd be a knock-on effect all the way down the leagues, because I know that there were some fantastic statistics with regards to the the WSL and the big teams at the top. But that's actually filtered down, and there are more people coming to watch it at your level as well, Alex.
Yeah, I mean, we don't get 150 every week, but we sort of get towards 80 to 100 people most weeks coming along. The foundation at Football Club's also done a lot of work, engaged 360 females aged 14 to 25 this season just gone. Which is obviously the key dropout rate for females in sports. So there's lots of funding coming through, and we're really hoping to sort of almost build it backwards, build our way down into sort of 16s and all the way down to under 8s.
Alex, it's about 36 miles, I think, from Stevenage to Cambridge. I think you had a kneecap injury, so this is going to be difficult for you. But for people who want to encourage you and help you and maybe sponsor you, what's the scenario?
Scenario is, if you go onto the Virgin Money page, look up for Stevenage Football Club Foundation. It's all on there. You can donate that way. We'll also be at the turnstiles at the Abbey Stadium on Saturday with some buckets. I'm sure the girls will be handling people for their donations as they go into the game as well.
Yeah. And your knee will be all right?
Oh, yeah. It was fine. I'm more worried about Watkins, to be honest.
Hey, listen, we're all worried about Watkins. Even when he's not cycling, we worry about him. Listen, great. Thanks ever so much for taking the time to catch up with us. Alex Tunbridge there. That cycle ride taking place ahead of the game against Cambridge on Saturday. Three County Sport.